Good morning. 7:07 on June the 7th, 2026. 60 degrees here in the High Plains, east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Clear day, beautiful day. Oh, crows. Oh, crows chasing a hawk. Tuck this away before I get it messed up. If I haven't already. Okay, good enough. No, not that pocket. There we go. That's the pocket. Anyway, it's early. 7:07. I'm trying to get out before it gets hot. It's already really too warm for my hoodie. I wore it for the pockets and the protection from the sun, but I'm not sure it's helping. It's okay. I'm going to be in the shade here for the next little bit. I had the sun beating on me as I was headed down West 20th. And now I don't. Quiet Saturday morning. Oh, man. That weekday traffic on West 20th is just miserable. Just miserable. So, a very lovely, relaxed, no man's sky 3-day yesterday. Made some progress. Working through some of the mainline missions, quests, whatever I call them. Trying to get my freighter beefed up. I spent a lot of time in the last 2 weeks farming Starship parts. I need to start putting together a sales ship, I think. I did make a second hauler. It occurs to me that I can use the hauler as a mobile junk drawer. Throw the odd bits and bobs in there. Clear out my main inventories. And then when I want to go sell something or donate something or whatever, I can swap ships and get the ship that has all the goodies in it. Kind of a pain in the butt, but this game is nothing if not an inventory management exercise. I need more freighter bulkheads. I need more salvaged frigate parts. Something weird happened to my game. Last night I was playing along Fat, Dumb, and Happy, and then I went to one of my own stations, one of my own bases. And in the past I've been able to teleport out of my base to a pirate one, to a pirate one, an outlaw station. That might have been a bug. Because now they don't even show up. They don't show up at all. And I thought, that's odd. Because I have been, playing around them. There's a lot of opportunity in the Outlaw Station. I thought for a minute it might be because I had increased my standing with the Mercenary Guild, but my standing with the Pirate Guild is still positive. It's plus four. It's not very high, but it's plus four. I think I still have the pirate stations. I put a base on a planet in a pirate system to farm Sentinel interceptors. And I'm able to fly from the planet up to the station, even though the transit point at the base doesn't show the station. Still shows up in space. So apparently, there's two or three people who have made a comment on this, but all of the comments are like 2 or 3 years old. I'm confused as to why all of a sudden. I mean, I could never teleport from like a legit station to an outlaw station directly. I always had to go through a base. And when I teleported in from the base, into the base, and then reopened the teleporter, it showed me all the places that I've been. Except now it doesn't. Very, very strange. Apparently, I can do it from the anomaly. Which is cool. I go visit the anomaly more frequently these days, now that I'm actually connected to the network. And no, it wasn't connecting to the network that caused the glitch, because it only happened yesterday afternoon, because the outlaws were there in the morning. So I don't know. I'm confused. Maybe it was just a loading error. Maybe it just hadn't done a thing. Maybe there's a limit to the number of stations I can have. I visited a lot of new stations yesterday, working through the front end of the Atlas stream. Because I had inadvertently started the Heart of the Sun, and it was taking up a slot in my exosuit. My exosuit? I think so. But I couldn't finish it because I didn't have the last gem, which I learned I could only get by completing that one line. So, dug in. Drag through it. So be it. But But the game is so fun. The game is. I'm not saying it's eating my brain anymore. It's. I don't think it's eating my brain anymore. It's always sort of in the background. But it is definitely in the background. Potato bread. Potato bread is in the foreground. I put a loaf in Saturday after. I put the loaf together Saturday afternoon. Because I was running out of sandwich bread. Running out of bread, period. And I did not have one in the freezer to call on. So I slapped together a potato bread. Just one loaf. For which I am glad, because I'm still dialing it in. That smell? Laundry? Don't know. Little sparrows chippering around in the grass here. But I think a combination of a very ripe starter and almost 80 degrees in the kitchen made that dough bloom. And it was going well right up until the time I put it in a pan after dinner. I thought, well, I'll get this baked before. I hate to bake in the evening when it's hot, but needs must. Count upon it, get ready, sit with me, monk post. And then I forgot it. It went just a little bit muffin top on me. It was overproofed. Wisdom would have said, punch it back down and wait again. Ooh. What the fuck? I pulled the Kleenex out of my pocket and it's all covered with red splotches. And I'm wondering, am I bleeding? And it's red ink. Must have used it to wipe down one of my pens. But yeah, if I had been a little smarter, I probably would have punched it back down, reformed the loaf, put a cover on it, stuck it in the fridge overnight, and baked it in the morning. Lazy one. Ate nothing. Because I baked it. 375, 35 minutes seems to be the right temp and duration for a nice tender top crust that matches all the way around. So the side and bottoms have about the same texture as the top crust. Worked out pretty well. I was very, very pleased with the result. Boiled another potato last night. Started the next generation of starters. Have to inoculate the fresh stuff now that it's had a chance to cool. And then feed the old one and get ready to bake again tomorrow. Everybody's ladies souse and in their chairs here in the driveway in the sun. Dog sleeping. I'm being quiet so I don't wake the dog. Pleasant morning. It's a good time to get out and get a little sun, I guess, before it gets just beastly. Supposed to be, it's threatening to be possibly 100 today, into the three digits, which is not uncommon for June, relatively common in July, all too common in August. So we're coming up on the season where I really need to get my act in gear and my ass on the sidewalk well before 7. I was awake this morning at 5:30. I had a good night's sleep, 6 and a half, almost 7 hours. It's after a 7 hour night before, an 8 hour the night before that, so my sleep goal is 7 hours. If I can get a solid 7, that's pretty good. I'm happy with that. Saturday night is a difficult night because of the double header trivia and Second Life, which I feel some obligation to continue my support. Unlike SIFWA, which is also on my mind this morning, because I was reminded that this weekend was the Nebula Awards. And just for chucks and jollies, I looked to see who was in the running. And again, the same 3 or 4 publishers doing the work of promoting the books that authors can't. To those people who are most invested in the publishers doing well, but not necessarily the authors they depend on. I have no desire to get back into SIFWA. I made it possible so people like me could get into SIFWA if they want to. Any authors, self-published authors, all authors now get in on the basis of their catalog earnings in a year rather than a single contract in the old days. It was you had to make so much, I think it was like $3,000 on a single title in a year to be considered a professional writer, which for a lot of indies, $3,000 a month is a slow month, let alone $3,000 a year. For a lot of indies, which is not to say that a lot of indies have trouble scraping together $30 a month. It's just the nature of the beast. The question is one of the power law curve governing sales, revenues. Sales, revenues, author earnings, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That a few people on one end of the scale make most of the money, like 80% of it. 80-20 rule definitely holds. It's probably a little more skewed to like 90-10. percent of the authors make 90% of the money, which is the opposite way of looking at the scale, I guess. But the thing about it is that those top-end people are 3 or 4 sigmas above mean. And the problem is that mean doesn't mean anything. Median is more interesting with a power law curve. The long tail curve, which used to chop off at about 3,000 dollars, because that was what trad pubs were offering new authors for contracts back in the day. So basically what Siffert was saying was that you sell a book to a publisher and you're a professional, because you could get a contract. Morning. This is the other thing that bugged me. You didn't have to sell any books to be in CIFWA. You just had to have a contract. Sent 12. Sell one. As long as the publisher paid you $3,000. Yeah, you are a writer. You go for it, big fella. Oh, hello, Flip. Oh, no, you're Robin. Hello, Robin. But that's changed. That's changed. Now you just have to say you earned it. You send documentation, but you have to assert that the documentation is accurate. Nobody's going to go check it. It's just like too silly. It's too silly for words. But then again, I fail to see what the value of CIFWA is. I don't see what... I understand in the past the value of professional organizations. Now, I'm not sold anymore. I am, however, at the back gate. Tomorrow? Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll get out early enough to talk to you then.